deals with adult topics. It's suggested you have young children elsewhere.
Welcome to the CCTA Wake Up Call Show. Thank you for joining us. We're going to have a special show this week, and it's about the Pregnancy Center, the Havelock Pregnancy Center. First, we're going to introduce ourselves. My name is Bob Griswold.
Mary Griswold.
And I'm Jeff Nipple, the director of the Havelock Pregnancy Resource Center.
I'm Rosemary Skalka. I've been a volunteer with the center for going on 5 years now.
Pat Park.
Kim Fink.
Sherry Hunt, Craven County Commissioner, pro-life advocate and supporter of Havelock Pregnancy Center.
Thank you, everyone, for being here. Appreciate your making time and your schedule. Jeff, I want to say, start off with your day today.
Yeah. Well, today was like one of our crazy days. We're open Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursday. We open up at 10 o'clock in the morning, and we go to 4 o'clock in the afternoon, usually. But today, we actually had 11 different individuals that came in to get assistance from us for a wide variety of reasons. And at the same time, we were doing 6 ultrasounds. So we had a pretty crazy day. And I think we just got done about 20 minutes ago before I jumped on the bike and flew down here to meet with you guys. And we appreciate you having us. And we're glad to be here.
Very now, good. Tell us some of the things that the center does.
All right, so the center does a lot. The center exists as a ministry, a Christian ministry, to try to help pregnant women as well as single women and young families that have children that are up to 2 years old. And for the pregnant woman, we offer pregnancy testing. We offer free ultrasounds. Everything that we offer is free of charge. We don't charge for anything. We have pregnancy mentoring. We have volunteers that will help get them and guide them through that pregnancy period. We have prenatal vitamins. We try to help them with staying healthy for their baby. We also provide abusive relationship counseling. So we oftentimes have many individuals that come in there that not only have an unplanned pregnancy that they need help with, but they're in an abusive relationship and they just need help getting out of it. So we right now, actually, we have 4 young ladies that we've gotten into apartments and got them away from those abusive relationships.
So, to understand just a little bit more of that, so they come into you, they cannot see a way out. They
that
flat
is
out cannot see a way out.
That's correct.
Yeah.
In fact, we mentioned at the banquet one time, Rosemary actually worked with her, and it almost breaks your heart because Rosemary came in after she spoke to the young lady and she left and said, hey, we got to do something for her because this is a horrible situation she's in. So I give her a call, and she thanked me for calling her, but then she said, but there's no hope for me. And that's where, as a Christian ministry, you know, well, there's hope in Jesus Christ. So stay with us and let's get back closer to God, because that's another thing that we try to do with all the individuals that come in there is get them, because if we're living in the will of God, then we're not in those different situations that are so difficult that we don't want to be in. So for the pregnant woman, we offer all of those kind of situations. We have counselors that help them with abusive relationships. We have financial counselors. I'm sure you guys are familiar with Dave Ramsey.
Yes.
I'm a Dave Ramsey advocate myself, so we oftentimes give financial counseling, help them with budgets. We have different programs that we get grants from the state. One of them is called the Circle of Care Program, and the state actually funnels us funding that I can use. I can take a look at these different individuals, and those that we believe with a little bit of help, like maybe a GED or some schooling at the Craven Community College, or that if we can help them with that, then they can move ahead and better take care of their children. And so then I have a case manager that stays on them, and she works for Head Start also as a case manager. So she stays on these girls. They got to meet with her every week, and she helps them. And we can help with car insurance. We can help with car repairs. We can help just to do things to help these young people that we think are deserving of getting ahead a little bit. And that's one of the programs that we have also.
And trying to get back up on their own 2 feet.
Yeah.
To help.
Yeah. Right. Because it's kind of along the whole mentality of Christ where, like, we'll help you get out of the hole, but we're not going to carry you. We expect you to start walking.
Now, people that are pregnant and don't want to keep their baby, do you guys help guide them towards adoption processes?
Yes, we do. So when that individual comes in that says, hey, I think I'm pregnant, they get the pregnancy test, and then we can do an ultrasound on. But then one of my volunteers, like Rosemary, will take them into the room, and everybody goes through an interview process where we ask them about your relationship. Is it healthy? Do you have good support? Are you in church? All kind of different questions to try to learn about their life. And then we get to the point where if we have a pregnancy, what are your plans for the pregnancy? And of course, there's three options then, and that is one, I'm going to have the baby, I'm going to raise the baby, or I'm going to have the baby and maybe I'll go for the adoption option or the abortion. And we'll support two of those three. We do not support the abortion option whatsoever. Now, my volunteers are very well versed on the abortion option. And that is because it's so unfortunate. Most of the people that come into the center say, hey, I want to have an abortion, or even thinking about it, they're uninformed. They're actually ignorant on abortion. So I have our volunteers are very well versed on it so that they can talk, hey, we don't support abortion, but let me tell you what it really is. Let me tell you what really happens. Let me tell you what the side effects are that are negative. Let me tell you when you're 40 years old, how you're going to be emotionally distressed. And so we try to stress that with them to try to lead them back to one of the options of raise the child or to adopt. And then if we have an adoption possibility, we partner with Christian Adoption Services. So then we immediately get them up with one of their associates because they're kind of the experts with that whole process and they walk them through it. The incredible thing now is, and I'll bring up, you asked me about the adoption, it's so much different than it was even 10 years ago. There's many different options within adoption. There's the closed adoption where you have the baby and the baby just goes to the adoptive family. But they also have what's called an open adoption. And that is where the birth mother gets to stay involved in the child's life, and the adoptive parents agree to that. And 2 years ago, we actually had someone that went through that come to our banquet and speak, and the adoptive family actually kind of adopted the birth mother as a big sister, and they went on vacations together. I mean, there were some very incredible, successful stories. And then there's variations in between.
What I'm hearing is really you provide some healing for difficult situations, either getting them out of a difficult situation or creating a mentor situation to prevent them from staying in a difficult situation.
Yeah, because unfortunately, what we have to try to do is fill the gap now. There's a major problem in America right now, and I know you guys know that, and that is the dysfunctionality of families. The majority of those that are coming in that have with unplanned pregnancies, they don't have a good support. They don't have a good family. They have no father involved in their life. And without a good godly father raising you, you end up making poor choices in life. And so they don't have a support system. So my volunteers, with the love of Christ and the compassion they have, they can become that family for these individuals, just exactly as you stated.
You know, as you're just saying, I'm going to challenge the listening public. When was the last time you sat down to dinner as a family without iPads, without phones, and just got to talk to each other?
Sunday. You asked.
Okay, because most families don't take the time to do that, and you need that communication, and you need that stability.
Well, that also provides a vehicle for cross-generational communication. Mm-hmm. And that is a skill that most of our kids growing up don't have because they're used to communicating with their peers and they don't know how to talk to people that aren't their age.
And they're not used to communicating voice to voice. It's text to text.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's a skill that we lost when families stopped eating dinner together. And there are a lot of reasons for that. Not all of them are dysfunctional. A lot of times, I know in our case, when our kids were in school, they were involved in so many extracurricular mm-hmm. activities that you had a kid who wasn't coming home from basketball practice till 7 o'clock at night, and you maybe didn't want to eat at 7 o'clock at night and things like that. But that's something you need, even if it's just on weekends. You need to eat dinner together.
So you're offering an opportunity that's more of a stable environment, Ed. At least something that
yes.
they can take as stable, a safe environment and a
Yeah, and I'll pick up just a little bit of the follow-up of the question you asked me at the beginning, and then I get off topic. I'm a pastor, so I'm going to talk forever, and I get off topic. And I'm going to pass it to Rosemary. But so then after the birth, we provide car seats for them, we provide bassinets, we provide diapers, we provide clothing, we provide diaper bags. There's nothing that a young woman would need with a birth that we don't provide. And we do that on purpose, because if you're abortion-minded for financial reasons, we want to make sure that we take that off the table. And that's, hey, we will take care of you. We will.
One of the things that makes me so proud of Havelock Pregnancy Resource Center is that not only do you take care of the young mothers, the new mothers, but you also counsel the fathers. Mm-hmm. Because so many young men out there don't know that they can be a good father. They don't know what it means. And that's one of the big reasons I'm so proud of your center and the work that gets done there, because you value the nucleus family. You're not just talking about being pro-life and protecting the baby in the womb, but you're talking about taking care of that child after that child's born. And by counseling both the mother and the father, that baby has a better chance for a sound, functional nucleus family.
Yeah. You're not trying to isolate anybody.
No, and that's an incredible point, and we're just blessed right now. The team that I have, volunteer team, we have four men right now that are good, godly men, and some of them are younger. And it's just incredible that they would come in and then can be a mentor. Because a lot of these, I say America's problem right now is we don't have enough men. We have a whole bunch of boys that just haven't grown up. And I don't say that derogatory, but they've never been taught, because mm-hmm. they haven't. So if we can, like Sherry said, if we can bring a mentor in and kind of help them through that process.
With no judgment along the way.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And we do offer post-abortion counseling also, because I tell people, yes, with the love of Christ, I love the baby in your womb, but I also love you. And so we want to be there for them also if they make the wrong choice, to try to help them. And I probably, when you come back from the next segment, we probably ought to pass it over to Rosemary, because mm-hmm. when I came in and I said, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're not just going to pass out. We're not a government social services. We're not just passing out diapers. We're going to take people back in the room, and we're going to talk to them. We're going to share life. We're going to bond with them. Everybody looked at me like I was crazy, and people aren't going to want to talk to us, and people don't want to do that. And I think you'll get a different perspective when Rosemary tells you what happens when we actually take them back into the room and we start that sharing process with them.
Now, I also understand, if you were really 100% successful, you would put yourself out of work.
That's the goal.
because when you look at most of the federal agencies, they don't want to put themselves out of work. They want to continue to have people that are dependent upon them. You would much have, again, I'm speculating, that you would much rather have everybody have a planned birth within a two-parent family, and everything would go along that way. Folks, right now we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors and supporters. This is CCTA Wake Up Call.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business, it's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Other restaurants claim their food is fresh and fast, but are they friendly? At Moore's, you're treated like family the minute you walk into their doors. With locations in Winterville, New Bern, Swansboro, Moorhead City, and Jacksonville, we've been practicing what we preach since 1945. At Moore's, our barbecue is slow-cooked and smoked over real wood daily until it's so tender it's falling off the bone. Combined with our fresh chicken, cooked-to-order seafood, and homemade fixins, we're sure you'll agree. If it's not Moore's, it's less.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern.
The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Welcome back again. Mary, where are you going to take us?
I just want to make a comment. Jeff kind of glazed over this, and I want to go back to it. I have friends who have had legal abortions, and a legal abortion, as much as Planned Parenthood tries to tell you it's safe and everything, two of those friends have never been able to have children because of legal abortions. One of them dealt with it for a very long time before she finally resolved it emotionally. She eventually married the person who fathered the child, and he became an alcoholic. And it's not a simple procedure that you walk away from and you're finished with. It's not the unpardonable sin. I don't want to say that either. But it has consequences far beyond the death of that child. It's a serious action that should not be taken unless the mother's life is in danger, and that is very rare.
Mm-hmm. Sure. But then in our field, that would be a medical procedure.
Yes,
not an abortion. And you are so right. That those that come to us, I want to have the abortion pill, they look at it like if you have a headache, you take an aspirin, and your headache goes away, right? So they look at it like if I take the abortion pill, this problem is just going to go away. And they don't realize that they're going to be giving birth one way or another. The first pill that shuts off and starves the baby of the progesterone, and then the baby actually dies in the womb. The second pill they take within 2 or 3 days actually makes them give birth to the dead baby and nobody tells them that, and they don't understand that. And like you mentioned, there's so many negative side effects when they expel that dead baby. And many of them are doing it alone now in their bathroom because it's, you can order it online from Ohio, yeah, from some crooked doctor in Ohio or from Mexico, and they don't realize, boy, if this happens, I better get to the emergency room. We're seeing some studies, Rosemary and I just looked at them last week, like from the insurance companies, that the side effects are a lot greater than what the medical field has been telling us.
Well, there was a study in the 1970s or 1980s in Japan that showed a link between abortion and breast cancer. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you can understand that if you understand the hormone spike and everything that goes on there. It's not a safe procedure by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah, that's why I probably, if it's okay, we'll let Rosemary talk when she goes in the room with them, because the key is to bond with them, because we've got to get their trust, their compassion, and their care so that when we tell them the truth that they get it.
I just want to make a comment on the attitude towards abortion. I graduated from college in 1973, the year of Roe, and during the women's movement. So we're all gung-ho, yes, we're empowered, da-da-da-da-da. Woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle, remember that? But all these years later, women who had abortions back then have discovered that the women's movement lied to them. They said, this is no big deal. There won't be any repercussions. It's you have every right to make this decision to have an abortion, and you know, very little thought for what comes next. And now when we reach this age, we look back and we realize, yeah, there are repercussions. I was talking to a counselor one day, and I said to him, the women's movement lied to us. And his head was going up and down. So he hears that a lot. And so there are a lot of social headwinds that you guys are facing.
Yeah, and I keep saying we're going to Rosemary, and I keep, but I promise I'll just keep this short. But one of the things when we train our new volunteers, I tell them, like we think the battle is against the woman that's coming into the center. The battle is against Satan. Satan has infiltrated the family. Satan has infiltrated some of the churches. He's infiltrated the government, society, and so the battle is against Satan, not the individual that we're dealing with. And that's how we can keep a love and a care, even though they're saying, "Hey, maybe I want to have an abortion."
Rosemary.
So my experience has been with these women and men who come in here that, you know, we were talking about how families don't sit down for dinner anymore and things like that. You're talking about functioning families. The vast majority of the people who come in here are coming from generations of dysfunctional families. They have no mentor. They have no one to look at to say, this is how you become a functioning, loving adult. And so they're coming to us, they don't even know where to start. And sometimes you go in there and you want to talk to these people about this, and it's even difficult for me to know where to start with them, because there's nothing, it's very difficult to find something that they can relate to, you know? And so sometimes I talk to Jeff about this and I feel so inept. And then I realize that you just have to love them. You just have to show them in how you care for them that there is something better out there. And that's how you teach them that. And it doesn't come quickly. It comes very slowly. And I think of us as missionaries. You know, when missionaries go into poor countries, they don't go in there and immediately start talking to them about God. They feed them. They clothe them. And then the people look at them and they're like, why do you care about me so much? And that's when they start talking to them about their relationship with God. And that's when people realize that I can't do this on my own. I can't do this if I continue to do the same things that my mother did, or that my father, who I never knew, did, or that I see my friends doing. I have to emulate what you're showing me. So, I think that we teach by our love. But I want to say something else. We were talking about, you know, we're concentrating so much on abortion, and one of the things that we're missing is STDs. So you are 10 times more likely to contract an STD from sex than you are to get to become pregnant. And there is no such thing as protected sex. You know, like the big thing in the schools, they're telling them, don't have unprotected sex. There is no such thing as protected sex. Condoms are not going to prevent you from getting STDs. And STDs are the gift that nobody wants that keeps on giving. And they don't even call them STDs anymore. Now they call them STIs instead of diseases, infections. Because what sounds less threatening, a disease or an infection? Well, everybody knows you have an infection, you just take some pills and you get better. No. If you have an STD, STI, whatever you want to call it, it's for life. And that's why you see these advertisements on TV where they tell people, oh, take these pills and it's going to, you know, you're not going to feel it, whatever. Well, you're still going to transmit it to the other person. So we need to be having those kinds of conversations with these folks that come in here, besides the whole, you know, you're going to make a choice on destroying a life. You know?
So what I'm hearing is the root of this, well, there are two roots. One is the total decline of morality in our society, and the root of that is that our society's gotten away from Christian values.
Do you guys test for STDs?
Not yet. We now have our own doctor on staff, and one of her goals is to allow us to become a facility that does that.
I don't know what our marriage license laws are now, but I know when I got my marriage license, we had to have blood tests for STDs.
Yeah, but there, and those only detect a very few. They don't detect the vast majority.
Do they still do that?
Yeah. No.
No?
No, they don't.
So they don't care.
I didn't even. I've been married 100 years.
Yeah. So they don't even care anymore.
They don't require it. I don't know if they care or not, but they don't. As a pastor, I know that's not. You just go down and get your license. They pretty much want your money. You pay, you get the license, you have two witnesses, pastor signs it, you're married.
Yeah.
Move on.
Wow.
Surprise, it's about money.
I didn't say that.
The Craven County Health Department does provide testing. We have one near your center as well as in New Bern as well, too. Yeah.
Probably next segment, if I get the opportunity, I'm going to talk about it, like all the incredible support that we get here in this area that we're so appreciative. But when you guys heard Rosemary, I'm sure you heard her passion and her knowledge. And that's why I say our center right now in Havelock is just blessed with the team that God has given me right now. I mentioned, okay, we're not giving diapers. You have to go back and talk to my volunteers. Like Rosemary will be back in the room with them for 45, 50 minutes. And they want to pour their life out because they have no one else that seems like they care about them.
Listen,
we hear things that we wish we didn't. We hear more than what we want to hear about what's like.
And again, you're willing to listen.
Yeah,
you're willing to listen. You're that shoulder.
Rosemary, do you see these young women more than one time?
Oh,
or
yeah.
You just do the interview?
Yeah, I mean, you do form a bond with them. I had a lady that came in a couple of weeks ago that I hadn't seen in years, and she remembered me, mm-hmm. and she, you know, she sees me as a sister with gray hair.
It's wonderful.
And then there's many when they come in, they know this volunteer is there at Thursday morning at 10, so they always come back and some of them, like Rosemary, and we can't divulge the information, but she created such a bond that we helped her get out of an abusive relationship, keep the baby, get a job, and there was a friendship there, and you guys probably went to lunch a couple, you know, we did lunches together.
With her. Yeah.
And so again, you're creating a safe environment. For folks that never had a safe environment, as you said, the dysfunctional household.
Most of us sitting here are members of the God and Country Christian Alliance, and we support all of the pregnancy centers in the area. My question is, do you guys collaborate with each other on resources and ideas? And like you said, you didn't have the STD testing or, you know, some of the services. So somebody from, say, First Choice out of Pamlico, would they be able to come to you?
Yes, yes. So the beauty of our relationship, there's four pregnancy centers in this general location, and I know that God and Country supports all four of them. And the beauty is that we don't compete with each other.
That's what
we're
my
not businesses.
Was, yeah.
We're here to support each other. So if someone calls us and they live closer to one of the other ones, we might say to them, you know, there's one that's closer, it would be more convenient for you, or we don't provide, like you said, STD testing. There was a point where we were, for a short time, we did not have an ultrasound technician, and now we're blessed with five of them. But
wow.
But we were sending people to another facility for their ultrasounds.
Great. That makes me happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What difference does an ultrasound make?
Mm. Huge.
Yeah, for in every situation. I mean, even the younger ones that they don't want to abort, but they're kind of scared. But especially like, and we just got blessed with a brand new $50,000 high tech. Like they can watch videos and watch the baby moving around, and the dads will pull their phone out and take videos of the screen of the baby moving. And so even the ones that aren't like abortion minded, they get more excited. And of course, it helps. It's the best tool we have to stop an abortion.
It gives them a basis for the decisions that they're about to face.
Yes,
folks, we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors and supporters. Again, thank you for listening to CCTA Wake Up Call.
Mm-hmm. What's the largest gun shop in Craven County? If you said East 70 Pond, you are correct. Since Drew got back from the most recent gun show, new guns have been pouring in faster than they can open the boxes. The large showroom at East 70 Pond, slam bam, full of firearms. New guns and used guns, long guns and handguns. You will find weapons for self-defense, hunting, target shooting, and collectibles. The team at East 70 Pond is friendly, courteous, and knowledgeable, especially in the area of guns. If East 70 Pond doesn't have the gun you are looking for, they'll try to find it. If you want to do a gun transfer, East 70 Pond will help you do it right. If you are looking to buy, sell, or trade a gun, there's no better place to do it than East 70 Pond. Of course, East 70 has tools, electronics, trolling motors, and a great selection of jewelry. But their specialty is guns. And we're talking hundreds of guns. Come see for yourself. East 70 Pond, across from Craven County Fairgrounds, New Bern.
Other restaurants claim their food is fresh and fast, but are they friendly? At Moore's, you're treated like family the minute you walk into their doors. With locations in Winterville, New Bern, Swansboro, Moorhead City, and Jacksonville, we've been practicing what we preach since 1945. At Moore's, our barbecue is slow-cooked and smoked over real wood daily until it's so tender it's falling off the bone. Combined with our fresh chicken, cooked-to-order seafood, and homemade fixins, we're sure you'll agree. If it's not Moore's, it's less.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Welcome back again. Thank you for listening to our sponsors and supporters. Rosemary, you want to continue on? Where are you going to take us?
So we were just talking about the ultrasounds before, and it's really important to know that when someone goes to an abortion clinic, they will provide an ultrasound, and they'll charge for it, and Medicaid will probably pay for it. But the point is, the reason they're doing an ultrasound is so that they can find out the size of the baby, and the only reason they want to know the size of the baby is because that will determine what type of procedure they will use to take that baby out of the mother's womb.
Okay. You also said in that case they don't show.
Right. They will never show a profile. They try not to show the mother the screen at all. They don't want her to see the screen. If a woman insists on seeing it, they'll take the picture from the top of the baby's head so it just looks like a circle. They will never show the profile of the baby, because then she'll see that there's an actual human being in there.
What is the impact of a woman thinking about abortion, seeing that ultrasound?
Yeah. So, like Jeff was saying before, we're so blessed that we've got this newest ultrasound machine now, where we can show those photos and actually videos to a woman or a couple at as young as 5 weeks old. I mean, that's like you're just finding out that you're pregnant, and to be able to see your baby at that stage.
Now, I want to add, we have the pins that we wear often. How many weeks old are those pins?
The little footprints?
Yeah.
I think they're 6 weeks.
Six weeks old. Yeah. So I don't know if anybody, if you folks out there have seen the little pins of the people, and you're saying you can give the ultrasound at 5 weeks, which is just prior to that.
Yeah. We also have these beautiful little baby dolls in our center that have the actual size and the baby's extremities shown, what the baby actually looks like, starting from 7 weeks old up to, I think, 12 weeks old. And as tiny as that baby is at 7 weeks old, it's got fingers, toes, nose, all the parts are there. And this is what a woman is going to be
not only killing,
but eliminating from her body alone at home after she takes that second pill that she's given by the abortion clinic.
What is the restriction on abortion in North Carolina? Do you know?
So now
it's 12 weeks is the restriction in North Carolina. Yeah. The abortion pill itself is only, by the FDA, approved up to 10 weeks. Because after 10 weeks, and I don't know how else to say this, but after 10 weeks, the baby is too big to come out of the womb just by being expelled. You have to actually crush its shoulders, and that's what the doctor does after 10 weeks. But 12 weeks is the limit. And you know, we can use that to our advantage at the center, because as Rosemary said, we can do an ultrasound at 5 weeks. So we can bring somebody at 5 weeks, and even if they're thinking, I can't do this, I have to get an abortion, we can kind of slow them down a little bit. Hey, you know what? You got 5 more weeks. You don't have to make a decision tonight. Let's get an ultrasound. Let's think about it. Let's talk about it. Let's get informed on it. And then we can send them home with a picture. They have these beautiful little frames that my volunteers put that picture of that ultrasound in, and then we start the relationship, and then they'll come back to us and they'll talk to us, and we get about 2 or 3 more shots with them then before they actually.
And you're not trying to do what I'm going to say, a sleight of hand to say, oh, push this off. No, you're trying to expose the miracle that's there within the body.
Yeah. If anybody's doing a sleight of hand, that's coming from the abortion facilities, because they're not telling the women everything that's involved in this. What, at the end of the day, it's her choice. Okay, and she's the only person on this earth that's going to have to live with that choice for the rest of her life. So what we're doing is we're giving her information so that then she can say, I made an informed choice, and there's no one else, I hate to use the word blame, but there's no one else to hold responsible except myself.
Jeff, you were talking during the break about the services that you offer, not just through the pregnancy, but after birth. Could you share that?
Sure. So after the birth, we have parenting classes. We also we subscribe to a organization called Bright Courses, and we have about 250 to 280 different courses, and they can be anywhere from 12 minutes to 20 minutes, and they can be as simple as how to bathe the baby, what's good food the first trimester, what to expect on a C-section, how to put a car seat in, how to be good dad, how to speak to your, and we can send these to the women and the men, and we can send to them on the phone, and it's free for them, and it's a video that they get to watch. And because we're always trying to help people improve, if you come after the birth and you get some diapers, we have a requirement that you have to watch at least 2 of these videos. And you get to pick them, whichever one you, because we're trying to make you help you become a better parent, like and mentor you before you can come back to the center and then get another. And that's been well received also. I mean, initially a lot of people thought, well, people are going to quit coming or whatever. But we actually have individuals that just call us up on the phone and say, hey, I'm Susie Q. Can you send me 3 more lessons? And I would like this one and this one, because we send home with them a sheet of the 250. So it's been very well received.
But you also give them assistance with finding someplace to live.
We
or
do.
Other financial needs. If the need exists, you guys work with them as an individual to help give the resources.
Yes, we can help with all kind of different things. Like I just had somebody come to the center today. She's 10 weeks pregnant, and she's homeless living in her car. With no, and that's the 4th one we've had in the last year. So then we're on top of, and that's probably where I gotta once again mention everything we do at the center is free of charge to the individuals that come there, and that's because the incredible support that we get from our community, we're very blessed to be in North Carolina where it's still fairly conservative. So the state legislature realizes that if they can have programs like we have with Circle of Care, where we are one-on-one helping people get a GED and mentoring and moving on, that will keep them off of welfare and keep them off of Medicaid. And so they're funding a lot of organizations and programs like us, and our county commissioners support us. And then we have individual donors. Individuals just show up and give us $25. And it really, if we're making a difference, it's because of everybody who is supporting us. And I want to thank everybody who supports us.
In that situation, what steps, generally speaking, do you take? You have somebody who's living in their car and who's pregnant. Tell me roughly what the process you would go through with that person.
Sure. So And because of my Christian counseling as a pastor, like I do what's called solution-focused counseling. We're looking for a solution. And a lot of times, and my volunteers will do that too, we got to look short-term and long-term. So I got to get you into safe shelter, right? So immediately we have different places where we can put them into safe shelter. And then we're very blessed within the Havelock area where there are some very safe income-based housing areas, and I have very good relationship with the managers of those, especially coming out with an abusive relationship or being pregnant. I can get them moved up on the list, which, and this isn't like Section 8, or this is where these women have to be working, and they have to be paying something. It's just a reduced rate to what's equal to what they are making, and so that would be the long term. And then usually a church family, like it's funny, I have that girl at the show today that's homeless, but we're just moving a homeless coming out of an abusive relationship from 2 months ago into her apartment tomorrow morning. And my church family, like, I got couches in my garage, I got washer and dryers in my, usually the community, once again, steps up and we get donation. Rosemary got me a donation from somebody in Goldsboro one time, and I drove the truck up and got some dressers. So that's kind of the plan that we go with that.
Now, it would, in that case, if the person is working, they have a source of income, so you're going to find them a place to stay that works with their income and is a safe place.
Correct. And if they're not working, then we're going to find them a job.
What about child care?
Child care, I have different programs where initially I jump in because child care is incredible right now. For one child, it's $935 a month. But I have these different funds where, and again, we jump way in because we want to get you out of the hole, but we want you walking. So for the first 2 or 3 months, we will cover their child care so we can get them a job so that they can start working. And then they've got to start picking, instead of the center picking the whole 935, we might pick up 600 now. And then after you get more hours and you do more, we might pick up 300. So we decrease it as they start to improve their life. And I tell them, and they all admit it, like, once you're taking care of yourself and your baby, you feel a lot better about yourself.
Your self-esteem
there
grows.
You go. Yeah. There you go.
Your self-worth.
Did you talk about this on the air about sometimes Planned Parenthood sends women up to you for a ultrasound?
I think I mentioned that on the break, but because of the laws in North Carolina and the FDA regulations to when you can take the abortion pill, you can only take the abortion pill up to 10 weeks. And then after that, you have to do a surgical abortion, and that's up to 12 weeks. So you have to have an ultrasound to tell exactly what week the baby's at before you can have your abortion. And on two cases now, at least, Planned Parenthood in Wilmington has actually referred an individual to come to our center to get a free ultrasound to take to them so that they could see what the... And I know in the one case, it backfired on them because we actually saved the baby in the one case. I think we lost the other one. I don't... And that's the tough thing, too, is, like, you never really know if you lost them or not. Like, we pour our hearts out to them, we talk, and then you just don't hear from them again, and you just got to assume that they made the wrong choice, and it kind of breaks your heart, and you know, so all the time I'm usually calling my volunteers later that night, hey, are you all right? Are you? Because they pour their hearts into these women, and then it's very disappointing when a lot of times you think, wow, I think they're going to keep the baby, and then we just don't hear from them anymore. But that is why we keep fighting, like you mentioned. We want to get to 100% to where we're sitting around doing absolutely nothing all day long. That's where we want to be.
That would be so wonderful.
That sounds good. All of the things that you do is amazing, and I appreciate it as a citizen to hear the successes that you're having.
So if you want to give money to your organization, how do we do it?
The best way would be to just come into the center and to give us a check or to send us a check. And I know people don't do checks anymore, but because we get 100% of that check. But you also could go to our website, which is havelockprc.org, and you could donate there. But then we lose 10% of that donation to the company that runs the website.
And where are you located?
We're located at 316 Highway 70 West in Havelock, and it's right in between Jersey Mike's and the new urgent care building, and it's in the West Plaza, the Blue West Plaza.
You can also auto draft your donation.
That would be incredible. That's
what we do. We auto draft every month.
And that's incredible, and that helps us budget. Then those that give us the monthly, it is wonderful.
And then I don't have to forget it.
Folks, again, we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors and supporters. Thank you for listening.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern.
Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? People in the community that love this country to protect individual liberty and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back again. Thank you for listening to our sponsors and supporters. Mary, you want to make a comment?
I just want to make a comment. Listening to what you're telling us about the center, what you are doing is creating or helping create worthwhile contributing citizens to our society. You're not creating dependency. You're creating independents that are making a contribution. You're dealing with a problem. But you're going beyond that problem to create something really valuable. And I think that is amazing. And I just wanted to say that.
Thank you.
And I agree with you, Mary. What I wanted to talk about tonight was how we're addressing the issue of child welfare at the county level. While it's true that pro-life advocates frequently focus just on the right to life during pregnancy, abortion right activists criticize us for not supporting the well-being of the child after birth. Well, I'm proud to share with everyone a program that has received unanimous support from all 7 county commissioners in February. The program is titled Sobriety Treatment and Recovery Teams, and we call it START for short. This program aims to address the issue of substance abuse among families with children from birth to 5 years old who become involved with Child Protective Services. When a child's highest risk factor is their parent's substance use, the program identifies them and gets them all of the wraparound services that are critical to saving the nucleus family. Many are not aware of the fact that Craven County has 100 children in foster care. Most of them are there due to their parents' substance use. Sadly, something else that many are not aware of is the fact that between 4 and 12 babies are born every single month in Craven County alone with drugs in their system. 100 children in foster care, 4 to 12 babies being born in Craven County every month on drugs. But for some good news, doing the research on the START program, we found a neighboring county that has reduced, Buncombe County, if you wanted to know, they have reduced their foster children by 50% in that county by utilizing this program. So this demonstrates the effectiveness of this approach and its potential to make a positive impact on our community. How wonderful would it be for us to go everywhere and every child in Craven County have a safe, warm, loving home? This is a step that we're taking to protect that baby, not just when it's in the womb, but after that they're born. And I'm very proud of that. I never thought that being in local government, I would be able to advocate for something that I'm extremely passionate about, and that passion is being pro-life. That's a battle I'm willing to die on any hill for, and so I'm proud of myself. I'm proud of my other county commissioners, and if you are pro-life, you need to thank the other county commissioners for supporting this program. That's it. That's all I wanted to share. I didn't want to take up too much time.
You know, something Jeff mentioned before briefly was that Bright Course program that we have, which is really wonderful because we can send these lessons to these women on their phones and men, and they can watch them in their leisure. And like you said, they go from 10 to 30 minutes and cover a wide variety of topics. But recently, we realized that they could be used in another way, too. These people would not be coming to our center if they were getting the education that, you know, has been lost on generations in schools and from their homes on respecting themselves. And I know that sounds like so old school, but you know what? That's what faith teaches you, and that's what family teaches you. And young people are not only are they not getting that, but I hate to say it, the schools are doing the opposite. They're undermining those things.
Yes.
And so this Bright Course program can be used if there's churches out there, youth groups, churches that do premarital counseling for people getting ready to get married, can use these programs, and we're happy to partner with them to use our license to present these programs to their youth. And educate them before they get themselves in a situation like this. And the beauty is that you don't have to be an expert. I mean, I don't consider myself an expert on STDs and all of these things, but if you show the video, which is not that long, and then you just act as the facilitator and have a conversation about what did we just watch, what did we learn from this, what does this make you think about next time you go out on a date or whatever. I think that we can nip this thing in the bud because abortion is not the problem. Abortion is the symptom of the problem, which is the breakup of the family and loss of faith in our country.
Mm-hmm. And it's not the answer.
That's right. That's right. It's definitely not the answer. Unfortunately, it's the answer for lazy, and I'm sorry, it's the answer for lazy government officials who don't want to solve the real problem, and they're just looking for a way to make it go away. Well, it doesn't go away, and it gets worse.
Well, again, we've also heard pregnancy considered to be a disease or
an illness.
An illness.
That's the women's movement. And that's their contribution.
Inconvenient.
And as we never mentioned it on air, this was Margaret Sanger who was bringing this in as population control for a certain portion of the population. As you said, Rosemary, it's not color based anymore. It's economic based anymore.
Right.
And
you have people that are saying that same thing under the table right now, like Bill Gates. I mean,
he's all about population control.
Yeah.
And I still believe it's off topic a whole lot, but I still think COVID vaccinations and the COVID had a lot to do with world population as well. Look at the side effects with infertility and, you know, flip side of that coin.
By the way, folks, I'm going to put in the disclaimer. We have used abortion. We've used vaccination. We've used a few other STDs, a few other things. This show will probably not make it onto YouTube, but we're going to air the show as best we can.
And it will be up on our website.
And it will also be on the CC Taxpayers website.
I just want to say that what you are doing is an illustration of how a relatively small grassroots organization can handle a problem in a more constructive way than the government can. Because what you're doing is to create independence from dysfunction. And the government doesn't do that. They create dependence from dysfunction.
Yeah.
So you are creating contributing members of society rather than dependent members of society. And that's a whole lot better.
Yeah. And if you want to look at mental health, too, I mean, how much more mentally healthy are people who feel like they've got a reason to get up in the morning and they have something to contribute and they have some kind of value? People who are just depending on the government to take care of them have no self-worth.
There is value in work.
That's right.
And there is, as much as some of us don't always love our jobs, those of us who are still working, there is still value in going to that job and pride in doing a good job. And that's worth a lot.
Rosemary, where you mentioned that you partner with all four other centers in Eastern North Carolina. Can you tell us where they are, please?
So there's the one in, it's actually in Bayboro, the Pamlico First Choice. And then there's Epic, which is in New Bern. And then what's the one in Moorhead
Crystal
City?
Coast.
Crystal Coast in Moorhead City, and of course the Havelock Pregnancy Center.
And when you said you partner with them, can you give us some examples, please?
So, meaning like if we have something that they need, if they're short on some particular supply, they might contact us, and vice versa.
With your resources for ultrasounds, mm-hmm. have any of the other resource centers reached out to you to perform ultrasounds on someone that might live in those counties?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah. We try to, you have to understand that most of the people that come to us don't necessarily have transportation. And so they need something that's close, that's convenient for them. So we try to, you know, steer people. But sometimes there's people that, you know, don't want to go where they live. They want to go someplace where they're not known. So they'd rather travel a little bit further.
Oh, wow.
We have some that come from Greenville.
Yeah.
And different. And like tomorrow, the affiliation is a little bit bigger than just those four. I'm going to a director's meeting, center director's meeting, that we get together once a quarter. And it's all of Eastern North Carolina. They come from their county. They come from. So we all get to share and we get to kind of get our minds on.
Could you share with us what it takes to become a volunteer? Like, if anybody who's listening would be interested, what is the...
Call me.
Anyone who's interested in being a volunteer, we do volunteer orientation first, and we'll do them as soon as we have, you know, three.
Yeah, just kind of be prepared, because when you come in, we'll give you a tour, and we'll explain to you, and we are a Christian ministry. So you have to have a faith in Jesus Christ. And now we serve everybody. But if you're going to volunteer there, you have to have a belief in Jesus Christ. And so we give a tour, and everybody's emotionally wants to. And then I make you kind of go home and pray about it and think about it. And then if you call back, I get you up with Rosemary, and she does like a 4-hour training with you. And then we do on-the-job training continuously.
Well, I was just thinking about what kind of volunteer opportunities would there even be, like when you talked about travel. You know, there are a lot of retired people out who might say, okay, I'll be transportation.
Sure. Right. And we have some that just work in the boutique. We have some that are pregnancy mentors that will sit there and talk with
someone.
What
do you mean boutique?
We have a boutique where we have our car seats and our clothes and our formula, and we have some that make that look beautiful, and I need that to be beautiful, because if I'm going to tell you, don't have the abortion because we will support you, I need to be able to walk her over there and see this beautiful Kmart-looking area where she feels like, oh, yes.
Kmart's closed. Pick another.
We'll go to Walmart.
Can I say one more thing before we close? Is that, you know, just a real ray of hope is that a few years ago, we couldn't get even our state legislature to commit to giving grant money, enough grant money to places like us. And now that has really, I think, turned the corner. Thankfully, our state legislature is still more conservative. And you're even hearing it on the federal level now, where they're considering defunding Planned Parenthood, please God. And how much better would that money be used to, in a center like this that helps people rather than killing people? You know?
And you'll hear me say it over and over again. I believe in supporting our nonprofits because they always do a better job than any governmental agency can ever do. If I was to take over any of these centers that I support, it would cost us at least 3 times the amount of dollars that you guys use. Yeah. But you're doing a better job doing what you do.
Yeah.
I'd just like to add real quick, something we talked about on the break. We do serve Cherry Point as well. About 30% of our individuals that we assist actually are Marines or military or wives of military, primarily married couples, but especially a lot of them are at a threshold where they're just making too much when they put all the BHA and to get any kind of help from the government, and so we're able to help them as well.
Folks, we're going to wrap the show up. Any last minute things you want to add?
Thank you for what you do.
Thank you for having us.
And please, again, tell us where the center is and how we can contact it. Is there a phone number for the center?
So it's at 316 Highway 70 West in Havelock. And like Jeff said, it's in between Jersey Mike's and the new urgent care, or people are familiar with the Days Inn over there. Our phone number is 252-444-4772.
Right. 444-4772.
And if you want to see more information about the work that we do, you can go to www.havelockprc, which is for Pregnancy Resource Center, .org.
And we do have a Facebook page that we keep up to date.
And what days are you open again?
We're open on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 10 until 4 p.m. and Saturdays 10 to noon. But if there's someone has a need and they get hold of us, we'll be there. And so basically 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for those that need it.
Again, if we show up and we want to do an auto draft, are you prepared to accept that?
Yeah, we could give you the RTN, we could give you the routing number and the account number for you to do that, sure.
Again, thank you very much for being here. This is CCTA Wake Up Call.